This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world we live in. Let's be real, our lives are more connected than ever before. We swipe right, we DM, we tweet, we meme, it's a constant stream of online interaction. But have you ever stopped to think about how all that digital connecting is actually shaping our real-life relationships? That's what we're diving into today on Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction and burnout. We're talking about building healthy relationships in this crazy digital age because, let's face it, sometimes the lines can get blurry. Ever feel like your phone is a bigger priority than your best friend? You know that feeling when you're at dinner with loved ones, but you're scrolling through social media instead of actually connecting? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be this way. We can reclaim our relationships and build genuine connections in a digital age. Here are 5 key takeaways that might just change how you think about connecting. First off, mind your screen time. Seriously, track how much time you spend on those apps. You'll probably be shocked by how many hours slip away scrolling through feeds. It's like watching a black hole suck in your precious time and energy. Remember, quality over quantity always wins. So consciously choose when and how you engage with the digital world. Second, be present. This is huge. When you're with someone, put the phone down. Look them in the eye, listen to what they're saying, and truly be there in the moment. Trust me, your relationships will thank you for it. It's like giving a gift of undivided attention, something so rare these days. Third, communicate authentically. Don't just post curated versions of yourself online. Be real, share your thoughts and feelings, and let people see the messy, beautiful human behind the screen. Authenticity builds trust and deeper connections. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you rather have a genuine friend who accepts all parts of you than someone who only shows you their highlight reel? Fourth, set boundaries. This is your life, your time. Decide what kind of online engagement feels healthy for you and stick to those boundaries. Don't feel pressured to be constantly connected or available. You deserve some digital detox time, trust me. Think of it like setting up a fence around your personal space, protecting your energy and allowing room for real-life connections to blossom. And finally, remember the power of offline connection. Go out for coffee, take a walk in the park, have dinner with friends. Make time for face-to-face interactions because nothing beats that human touch. It's like adding a layer of warmth and depth to your relationships that you just can't get from scrolling through a screen. Picture this. You're at a party, feeling overwhelmed by the endless chatter and flashing phone screens. Everyone seems glued to their devices, missing out on the actual conversation happening around them. You decide to take a deep breath, put your phone aside, and start engaging with the people in front of you. You ask questions, listen attentively, and share your own thoughts and experiences. Suddenly, you find yourself having genuine conversations, making new connections, and feeling truly present. That's the magic of putting the phone down and embracing real-life interaction. Remember, building healthy relationships takes effort both online and offline. But by being mindful of our screen time, communicating authentically, setting boundaries, and prioritizing face-to-face interactions, we can create meaningful connections that enrich our lives. Don't let the digital world steal your ability to connect on a deeper level. Take control, unplug when you need to, and remember the power of human connection. So go out there, have some real conversations, and don't forget to share your thoughts with me. Drop a comment on the website, tag us on social media, or shoot me an email. I love hearing from you and learning how you're navigating the digital world. Until next time, stay connected but not too connected.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.